There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yon, another assumption I made was because of the power dynamic, it's never okay for a man to push, but it's okay for the woman to do so. Doon ako nagka light bulb moment na parang, oo nga, no? If I expect the same from me, I should be giving the same respect. Now, when he says no, it's a no.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rica Cruz, Puma Podcast. I'm a sex and relationships therapist. And for years, I've listened to women talk about their self-doubt, apprehensions, and insecurities in sex. And what I tell them is this: you're okay, you're normal, and your story is my story. I want us women to enjoy sex, to see sex as something good, and to own our womanhood in and out of the bedroom. Kaya dito sa conservative ako, kahit di naman ako conservative, we'll talk about everything you've always wanted to know about sex and female pleasure. Let's help each other embrace and unleash our inner sexy goddesses. In the last episode of Conservative Ako, we continued our discussion about consent. That time, with educator and counselor Christina Panghilinan, who told us the ways she teaches this concept to her kids from a young age. Today, we'll wrap up this topic with our guest, Hallie Fernando. She's a yoga and meditation teacher who hosts another Puma podcast show, Meditation Muna. Her story includes one of experiencing sexual trauma. Given these, let's find out what consent means for her.
So for me, consent is allowing a person to have agency over their body. And on my end, it's the same. So that person that I'm dealing with, whether it's in the bedroom, whether it's in the real world, well, the bedroom is the real world, but I mean the outside world.
Sometimes it's a no.
Fantasy.
Fantastic too.
Fantastical. That is true. It's having agency over their body. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you want me to talk about already, like, how I see consent, like, in my classes.
Actually, we can talk about that, given that it's what you do, and of course, it's what mm-hmm. you experience and what you observe for other people.
When you start a class, you always ask, but in introductions, you can say something like, oh, I offer hands-on assists, but if you'd rather not be touched today, please raise a hand. And parang ginagawa to pag closed yung eyes ng students so that it's a very personal choice. And you always take note na, okay, itong student ayaw magpahawak or ayaw magpa-assist. So that's one way. Another way is, so I teach a lot of students with limited mobility. One of my students experienced a stroke, so she's left side paralyzed. You know, in our minds, you know, it's very easy to... Or parang yung job ng caregiver, ah, nahihirapan siya, buhat ko na siya. But we never ask, di ba? We never ask na, do you want me to move the chair for you? So, naging conscious ako na, okay, just because she can't move doesn't mean gusto na niya ipagalaw yung chair for her. And then I noticed, yung student ko, so she's in her 70s, and but the first time I asked her if, oh, tita, okay na po ba gagalawin na ni caregiver yung mesa or iaayos ka niya, ipoposition ka niya kasi she can't sit up on her own. And parang at first, when I first asked her, confused look. Parang, mm-hmm. Why are you asking me? Tapos na-realize namin, no one had ever asked. In the 5 years that she had been paralyzed, no one has ever bothered asking if it was okay to move her. But parang, di ba, it's so basic na it's your body. Of course you should ask. Pero in our minds, that's caring for someone eh. Di ba? Na parang, I will help you, let me help you. But they should be able to have agency over their body. Another thing that I never assume in a yoga class, and I try not to assume, is if there's someone, so kunyari, sa yoga class, they already said, no, it's okay, you can offer me hands-on assists. I have two options. You'll come close, you'll look at them so they know that you're going to touch them, and then you move the arm. Or I can say, this is your arm, touch my arm. So versus a passive mm-hmm. assist, parang, oh, I do the movement. Mm-hmm. Okay, I will move my arm to yours. And for me, there's a big difference. And to an mm-hmm. outsider, it may look like it's very small, but to me, that's huge. Na you give mm-hmm. them the power to adjust or not adjust, di ba? So
it's giving them the choice. It's giving them to consciously decide on what yeah. they want to do. And at the same time, knowing that they can do it because they're the ones, it's their agencies that are acting on it. So these are your experiences in your yoga classes as a teacher. I want to know now how these experiences translate to you as a woman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the bedroom or outside the bedroom, in the kitchen, in the car.
So quick background, I have a history of sexual abuse. And I didn't realize that that was really affecting my relationships or refusal to get into relationships. And I was very lucky that I ended up with who I ended up now. So I'm married. And when my husband and I were dating, I remember he would always ask, oh, what do you want to do now? And parang like, hello, obvious ba? Or like, ano ba yan? Can you just please take the lead? And it took me a while to realize na parang, oh, I've just never been asked before. It's not that you don't know what to do or that you don't know how to take the lead. It's that you want me to tell you what you want me to do. Parang, oh, I didn't realize this was even an option. So that was, I think that was my first experience with it. In the home, our chores are very split. Although, syempre may mga chores na ayoko talaga gawin, so parang ikaw yan. But there's, kumbaga, it's not divided according to gender.
Yeah.
Na tipong, dahil babae ka, ikaw yung magluluto, ikaw yung maglalaba.
So it's more of a fair, diba? There's fairness. In terms of how you divide your chores.
Yeah, and I think also really important is hindi siya divided according to who makes the money. And I think that's another trap we fall into na if it's gender, it's ako yung nagtatrabaho, ako yung lumalabas araw-araw, so ako yung magre-relax na lang. Yun also. Parang we've made it a habit na, oh, check in, kumusta? Oh, super pagod, pwedeng ikaw na yung dinner. Okay, got it.
It's actually nice to be able to experience that. And to have that kind of balance that you don't have to think about, you know, I'm a woman, this is what I should do. It's more of, I have a choice, and now I'm being asked about what I want. And I also have a say whenever I don't want to do it.
And I think... The thing also is, for me, about consent is you should never assume based on based on gender, based on, like I mentioned, how much you make, based on past
energy levels.
Oh, that's another thing. Na parang we have a very open discussion around sex. And actually, I... May nangyari na before na parang ako yung, sige na, please. And mm-hmm. he's like, I'm really tired. And parang, I remember, eh, kasi ako rin, parang, meron talagang times in the month na, ayoko talaga. Right? Mm-hmm. Parang, I just, because of my cycle, hormones, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I remember, there was a time na, uy, bihira to, tara. Ngayon na, kasi this is not going to happen again anytime soon. And siya yung nagsabi na, I'm really tired. And I remember, parang medyo less tampo and more nagtantrum. And he said, this is kind of unfair because I never push you when I want something. And dun ako na, obvious ba kung sino yung mas kind in the relationship? But yeah, no.
Alam mo, I feel you.
So, dun ako na parang, oh, shucks. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. And I think, another assumption I made was, because of the power dynamic, it's never okay for a man to push, but it's okay for the woman to do so. Mm. And dun ako nagka light bulb moment na parang, oh, oo nga, no? If I expect the same from me, I should be giving the same respect. Now, when he says no, yes, it's a no. Mm-hmm. And that was a light bulb moment because we don't think about it. It's always the other way around na it's the woman who's supposed to give consent.
Yeah, that's actually a very, very good point. Because I see that in my practice as well. I mean, there are women who complain when their husbands do not want to have sex. And then they start feeling rejected. They feel that they're not desired, they're not loved. And then they make it about themselves that I'm not as pretty because I was rejected once. But then, we should put things in perspective and say that, okay, baka naman talaga, pagod siya, di ba? And if pagod siya, he can't perform, he can't get it up, it won't be good for the both of you. So, yeah, that's a good point. It's really more on fairness. Paano mo gusto ikaw tratuhin, kailangan ay ganun mo rin tratuhin yung asawa mo o yung kasama mo.
So we don't have kids, but I have a nephew through my sister. And I remember, ito talaga yung turning point ko for consent. And I think when that happened, I was more aware about it, even with my students, with myself. So I remember my sister, at that time, her son was about one. So we were tickling him, yun yung harutan, laro-laro, and sobrang lakas ng tawa niya. Diba? Tapos ang sarap ng tawa ng baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, tawa-tawa. And then, meron lang little body language that if it wasn't pointed out, I would have continued tickling him. Pero parang biglang, ayoko na. And my sister mm-hmm. said, tama na, he already said no. And then I remember my mom was like, sige pa, maglaro pa. And she said, no, he already said no. Umayaw na siya. And I was like, oo nga, this is where it starts. Na parang yes, it's so easy, especially for kids na, di ba for us, hindi tumatawa pa siya eh. Siyempre tumatawa siya, kinikiliti mo eh.
Kinikiliti, oo.
But diba, parang you don't even think about that. I never thought to ask. I never thought that children should be asked what they want. Mm-hmm. But it makes total sense. Like, why wouldn't you if you expect it of adults, if you expect it for yourself, diba?
Light bulb moment. That's true. That's true. Like what you said, na it starts at home. Even in this issue, the consent issue, the body issue, diba, in our culture, we're always taught na, okay, you go hug your tito, kiss your tita. When you say no, you go hug. So that in itself means a lot of things. And that's why when we get older, when someone asks us to touch them or hug them or be intimate with them and we don't want to, there's this part of us that remembers that, okay, but I have to.
Or lalo na yung, parang ang toxic rin ng, dahil siya yung mas matanda.
Diba?
Na parang, I have to touch him because he's older? What?
That narrative is so fucked up, and that's how, well, that's how abuse happens. That's how molestation happens, because there's this kind of sexual entitlement that you give older people, men, you know, even other women. And yeah, because of that, even when we're younger, when someone touches us or someone, you know, makes us do something that we don't want to do, it becomes okay from that lens. It becomes, yeah, I have to do it. And even when we get older, you know what you said kanina na, with your husband, a no is a no. And it's good that you have that. But for other people, when they get older, we have this notion of sexual compliance, where they feel that they need to do it. There's consent. Like, it's okay for them to do it, but deep inside, it's not okay. So it's a very thin line.
I had to unlearn that. Nangyari na yung yun, compliance that I felt like I had to. And then masama yung loob ko. So it showed. And siya yung nagsabi na, eh, ba't ka umoo? Eh, and yun nga, learning process. I mean, this was very early in the relationship. Na parang, pag ayaw mo, sabihin mo, ayaw mo. So yun, it was very much a learning process. And of course, di ba, body language rin na parang, I'm just, ayun yun rin, parang, when I say no, may follow-up question yan. No because you're tired or no because you're not in the mood?
So, oh, yeah.
Pag no tired, yun yung okay, sige, hard no. Pero pag not in the mood, may follow-up question yan. So what can I do?
Yeah, do you want me to do something to put you in the mood?
Pwede ba? I think, nakakatakas siya. But I think it's a very healthy discussion.
It is, it is.
Pero, yeah. And daming follow-up questions.
No, because that's also part of what we call sexual communication. Tumatawa ako with you kasi that's also how I do it with my partner now. It's really a negotiation na we have a scale. So is it like a 10 no or is it a 5 no?
Is there room for negotiation? Yes.
I want to know if it's okay with you. You did say that you had a history of sexual abuse. So how were you able to move past from that? Or what was the process for you?
Okay. Long, super long process. So when it happened, I was 15. I knew it happened, but didn't talk to anyone about it, pretended it didn't happen. And then I remember fourth year high school health class. The topic was sexual abuse, rape, etc. And I remember thinking, oh, shucks, was that rape? But at the same time, no one talked about it. So in my head, the yung mga taong nagagahasa, ayan, sinasisa. Di ba, yun yung nakikita natin, nababaliw sila, or nagpapakamatay, or in the news, yung blurred yung mukha, and then nagwawala. So there was such a disconnection, na parang, that's not me, that's not my reality. So I guess it wasn't rape. I took that with me for years. I think the big break came when I decided to actually bring it the court. But yeah, the consent, yun nga, long road, but the first step was to acknowledge that it even happened. He's an uncle of a good friend. So, ayun, ang hirap rin ng pag tinanong ka, did you say no? Parang, no, but that doesn't mean, parang I didn't encourage it. So yun rin yung parang messed with my head na parang, so I did say no the first time, but parang it didn't do anything. That's one. Mm-hmm. And parang, ayun nga, I was so scared of that power dynamic. So parang, eh, wala namang ginawa yung no eh. So, next time it happens, it's going to happen anyway. Let's just let it happen as quickly as possible. That fear of like, if I move, he can hurt me. If I try to fight, he can hurt me. If I say something, and yun nga, no one talks about it. Walang support systems. Wala ka namang kilala. Like, maybe it happened to other classmates, but no one ever talked about it, diba? Even if you had that same experience. So parang yun, sobrang hirap to unlearn, to realize, if I know it's not your fault because you didn't say no. You didn't encourage it. You didn't want it. He should have known better because, hello, minor ka. And he was already in his 30s. Diba? So parang yun, yung first step talaga was acknowledging it. My husband now is my first serious long-term relationship after that. Kaya sobrang hirap. Parang ang daming issues na I didn't realize came from that experience. And then, yeah, na dinadala ko. And I was able to tell my husband early on. And I think that's also why he was more sensitive. Although I realized, mabait lang talaga siyang tao. I don't understand what I did to deserve someone so kind. But yeah, I think yung our relationship was really the learning. Parang siya yung playground to like experiment and learn. And
that
and
you're safe.
That I'm safe. And yun, as you mentioned na when you're rejected once, you feel unworthy. Ako naman parang, after that abuse, parang who will want me? Diba? Yeah, parang damaged goods.
Yeah.
But he was super open to it and yun nga, super respectful. And dun ko talaga nakita yung difference. Na I think na culture shock ako dun sa parang, oh my gosh, this is what a loving relationship with consent is supposed to feel like. And of course, that was a very, the abuse was a very traumatic experience, but I think because of it, parang, ito talaga yung, yes, this is how it's supposed to be. This is so wonderful.
Right? That it exists.
Pero mahabang process yan, like years, very long and painful process. And you'd see it not just in your sexual relationships, I think even with people. You're just less trusting. And then it turns out na, yun nga, after the whole Me Too movement, parang, shit, ang dami ko palang friends na
madami
experience the same thing.
Madami.
Parang, kung alam lang natin, sana nag-usap-usap na tayo before and we wouldn't
say. Tapos nag-union na tayo, di ba?
Diba? Nag-revolution na tayo.
Natural na tayo.
But,
yeah.
Hopefully, the next generation feels better
safer
about talking to each other, safer, na meron silang safety nets.
Thank you for sharing that with me. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful story, which I resonated a lot, actually, because I also had my fair share. Diba? Dami nga eh. Madami talaga na same gruesome experiences. But, like what you said, what's important was that you were able to find your way through it and you were able to find someone who will help you through it. And now you're in that relationship where you feel safe. There's hope to heal. There's hope to learn. There's also hope to unlearn, like what you're saying. And be okay with yourself. Be fair and be kind to yourself.
But I think what this experience taught me and what I tell my students. So in the last part, in Shavasana, when you're supposed to just be lying down and relaxing, I always say, take up as much space as you need. And this practice of being on the mat and taking up as much space as you need to be comfortable is practice in real life so that when you're out there, you can demand the space that you need. It's not directly related to what you do in the bedroom, but I think it's in all aspects of life, diba? Parang lalo na as women, as Pinoy women, we're so used to taking the least amount of space as possible.
The least amount. Oh yeah.
I try to let my students, even if they're not there yet, off the mat, even if they're not able to take up that space yet, you have to know how it feels in your body.
Oh, yes.
Na if it's relaxation time, this is your safe space. Go, humilata ka. If you need to spread your legs to relax your hips, do so. Mm-hmm. And no one is telling you that you should have your legs together in Shavasana. Diba? Na parang it starts there. You should know how it feels in your body.
To be free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. It's really you telling people that you can take up space. To be able to feel who you are and be able to do what you want to do. And kanina you were talking, I was thinking, blame it on the 300 plus years of people telling us what to do. So it's a cultural unconscious. But yes, we can unlearn. And I think it's really time for us to move forward from that narrative and take up our own space. And be able to tell people what we want, be able to tell people what we don't want, and to be able to make that choice. Right?
And parang, di ba, mm-hmm. in school, we're taught respect, pero parang hindi mm-hmm. siya napaka one-sided ng respect. Na parang siya respect siya to people in authority, respect siya
respect to
people
seniors.
Who are older, but not. Parang, paano yung respect for myself? We're never taught to demand respect.
It's true. And, you know, it's good that you say that because whenever I give out talks on sex ed and people ask me, parang, when should we teach children about sex, about education? I tell them, you know what? Sex is about respect. So, you don't teach your child respect at grade 9. You teach them at 1-year-old, 2-year-old. They need to know how to respect their bodies,
mm-mm.
to respect mm-mm. others.
Oo.
Diba?
And yun nga yung simple na parang conditioning a child na when they say no, that no will be respected.
Ba, iba talaga, you have to teach them from the start. Mm-mm. Otherwise, they will end up experiencing what we've experienced and I don't want that. So, yeah, do you have any words for our listeners? Parting words, advice on how they can take up space and practice consent.
Yeah, I think it really starts with yourself. Know how that respect and consent feels. And I think it's, if you can't find people who will help you exercise that, do it for yourself. Na parang, when you're, listen to your body. When you're tired, give yourself permission to relax.
If you don't start within yourself, if you don't do it for yourself, you won't be able to do it for others because mm-hmm. you won't be able to understand.
Yeah. Kaya medyo mali yung ano, love others as you love yourself. Parang feeling ko, learn to love yourself so that you can love others like you love yourself.
In the final episode of this season, Hali and I talked about what consent looks like after experiencing sexual trauma. She was able to make sense of her experience by practicing consent in her profession and her personal life. For her, consent means to have agency over one's body. And as a yoga instructor, she asks her students for permission before she touches them. As a wife, she emphasized on the importance of communication in sex. As such, we touched on negotiation with one's partner in this episode. At sobrang importante nito, kaya makinig kayo. Just because he's a man doesn't mean you no longer ask for his consent. Kung gusto mo, pero ayaw niya, hindi ibig sabihin nun that he no longer finds you attractive or that he's rejecting you. It just means na kung ikaw minsan ayaw mo, siya rin minsan ayaw niya. Kuts lang, diba? And before we end, let me repeat what's very close to my heart as I also went through this. To those who are hurting, please know that there's hope to heal. There's hope to learn being safe in someone else's arms. And there's hope to find fairness and kindness for yourself. And that was the sixth and final episode of Conservative Ako Season 2. Again, I'm Dr. Rica Cruz, Puma Podcast. This episode was produced by Trisha Aquino and edited by Nico Bolante. You can now binge seasons 1 and 2 on Spotify or wherever you listen. Just search for Conservative Ako. And let's continue the conversation online. Tell me, what else do you want to know about sex and female pleasure that we can talk about in season 3? Like Conservative Ako on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and join the Conservative Ako community on FB. Thank you for listening, and enjoy unleashing your inner sexy goddesses.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.